All hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Hatch.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir. Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The Adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossimus.
A Merry Christmas to you, mateys. It's Jonas Jingle Bells Squidly here. It's the conclusion of the Peanut Butter Christmas today. If you remember when we left the story, the kids were going to have a special Christmas celebration for Mom and Dad.
May I take your order, sir? Our special of the day is Peanut Butter Surprise. The main entree is our finest gourmet peanut butter, served a la carte on white bread with a side order of penicillin mold, guaranteed to fill your tummy and kill your germs.
We'll take two over medium. Hold the mold, please. And two sparkling waters. Hold the Alka-Seltzer for dessert.
An excellent choice. Waiter?
Coming! Dinner is served!
This is first class. Candlelight, peanut butter surprise, and three very special kids.
Merry Christmas, Mom and Dad!
Merry Christmas, Ruby!
Tonight is a special time we celebrate Jesus' birthday. We are out of cake, so this will have to do.
Oh, goody! A peanut butter cup!
Jesus' birthday.
It's a very special time, isn't it, buddy?
Yep. Let's sing Silent Night.
Sleep in the hay?
Yes, he did, Josh. He was born in a stable, kind of like a little barn where animals lived. Not a very nice place for a newborn baby.
I tell you what, kids, let's all get out our Bibles and we'll read the Christmas story in Luke chapter 2.
Goody! It's my favorite.
Ruthie, it's on page 1078, Slowpoke.
I know where it is, Smarty.
You do, huh? Then where is it?
It's, right after Luke chapter 1.
All right, that's enough, you two. Davy, you go ahead and read verse 1.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from
Caesar Augustus.
Caesar Augustus, that all the world should be taxed.
And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. You're next, Joshua.
And all went to be taxed,
everyone.
Everyone into his own city.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David.
What about me, Dad?
Okay, Ruthie, it's your turn.
To be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
Back to you, Davy.
And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered.
Joshua, go ahead and try verse 7.
And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in
swaddling
clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Phew, that was a long one.
Good job, Joshua.
Daddy, Jesus left everything in heaven to come and be born in that manger, didn't he?
Yes, he did. It's easy to forget that sometimes, isn't it?
I never thought very much about that before. I've always been so busy with presents and turkey and pumpkin pie and candy and...
Davy, please don't mention Christmas food again.
Oh, sorry, Mom. I guess this Christmas, we have a better idea of what it must have been like for Mary and Joseph. They were probably cold and lonely and hungry, too.
I bet they didn't have any turkey dinner.
Mom, did they have peanut butter in the Bible?
I don't think so, Joshua.
On that very first Christmas, Mary and Joseph didn't have any of the things most people associate with Christmas.
Oh, yes, they did, Dad.
They did?
Uh-huh. They had the biggest and bestest present in the whole wide world, baby Jesus.
You're right, son. They did have the best present of all, the Son of God. That's why there was such rejoicing.
You know what, Dad? Jesus is all you really need to celebrate Christmas.
That's right, Davy.
So let's decorate our tree.
And you can open our present.
Yippee! It's a big one.
What have you three elves been up to?
Well, it looks like this is a holiday full of surprises.
Merry Christmas, Mom and Dad.
Read the card, Mommy.
Okay, let's see here. To Mom and Dad. Although our money was running low and the store was out of stock, we found the most practical present of all from New York to Bangkok. Our spirits had grown sad and cold as Christmas came this year. We thought that Christmas was found in presents delivered by 8 tiny reindeer. But we will never forget this Christmas. It's the best we've ever had because we gave Jesus first place in our hearts. Merry Christmas, Mom and Dad.
Oh. Hurry up and open it, Dad.
Okay. Oh, no. A 3-pound jar of peanut butter? Crunchy style.
So what's for dessert?
Peanut butter snow cones.
What started out to be the worst Christmas we ever had ended up as the best.
We even started a new Christmas tradition at our house.
Now every year, we have a special candlelight snack just before bedtime on Christmas Day.
And we always have the same thing to eat.
Peanut butter sandwiches.
We all enjoy it, but it also reminds us that Christmas is not primarily just a time for presents and parties and candy.
Christmas is the best time of year to praise the Lord.
Jesus to us. That is why this Christmas is the time. Christmas is the time. Christmas is the time. Christmas is the time to praise the Lord for all He's done. Christmas is the time. Christmas is the time. Christmas is the time to praise the Lord. Our dear Jesus.
Our dear Jesus.
Luke 2:11 says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord."
There's a special kind of feeling and excitement in the air. There's talk about the miracle of Christmas everywhere. But this miracle so grand isn't hard to understand. It's not a magic feeling or some distant wonderland.
Ahoy, Jonas. I've got something for you. Go ahead and open it.
For me? Well, shiver me timbers. Captain Patch, me very own pirate hat. And it looks just like the one me dad used to wear. Let me try it on. Jonas, arg, quit fooling around and be swabbing that deck. Thank you, Captain Patch. Thank you. Well, mateys, have a wonderful Christmas season. And remember to keep Jesus first in your hearts. Yo-ho-ho! Merry Christmas!
Greetings from the good ship Jolly Roger. This is Christiane with some great news for our worldwide crew. Now you can listen to the Adventures of Patch the Pirate broadcast anytime through our website at www.patchthepirate.org or call us at 1-800-GO-PATCH and request a free full-color brochure. Find out what thousands of families have enjoyed by calling us today at 1-800-GO-PATCH or logging on at www.patchthepirate.org.